Hey, puppies and kittens.
Hey, puppies and kittens. What's going on?
Today's date is 5/16/08. This is Kittens in a Bed. I am Ben.
And I'm Naomi.
And it is almost Saturday.
Almost Saturday, which means you're not going to get some shows for the next 2 days. That's so sad. So you'll be hearing this on Monday, which is the 19th?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
So we're doing a show late because we just got back from Joe's
finishing
house.
Up the Indiana Jones trilogies.
And we watched Last Crusade today.
Yeah, I gotta say, not my favorite.
Was your least favorite?
It was my least favorite one. I was sitting there a couple of times thinking, God, when is this going to be over?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was extremely
cheesy. Like the whole father-son thing, I felt was really just not played well. And they did a lot of running around in circles. Like, I felt like the entire movie was just them backtracking. Like, oh, let's go here. And then, oh, we left the diary here, so let's go back to where we started. And then, oh, they got it again, so let's go back to where we just were before we went back to where we started. You know?
don't you think the other Indiana Jones were just a little cheesy? I mean, it's a...
They were cheesy, but it wasn't, like, excessive cheesy. Like that Marcus, I didn't understand what he was doing at all. He really didn't serve any purpose.
He was comic relief.
It was not funny.
I thought he was funny. Where someone offers him water and he goes, no thank you, fish make love in it. That's funny.
I missed that.
That's comedy, man.
I missed that. I don't know, the first two were good. And this one wasn't bad. I mean, it was good.
You didn't like it as
much. Yeah. I mean, they had the Nazis in it again. It was like, can you pick, like, another group of people?
I think the Nazis are going to be in the new one.
Ugh, get over it. Nazis are done.
Because Kate Blanchett looks like kind of Nazi.
She does. She does look like... She does, yeah. But, you know, like, you keep giving the Nazis all this attention, and, you know, that's what they want. That's what they want. So, speaking of Nazis, we have a commercial from Italy.
So set this clip up.
I actually saw this specific commercial today. It's for Barilla Pasta. Now, I have to tell you, this company is like notorious for their cheesy romance commercials.
Yeah, I did not realize this, but
it's
insane. We just watched a bunch of them on YouTube, and they're all fucking cheesy.
Yeah, it's always got the woman in distress. Or, like, the damsel, you know, who's either lost in the big city of Italy or, you know, Venice or whatever. Italy is the country, not the city. Or it's like she's hosting a dinner party and she just can't get the pasta right. And every single time, you know, this big, beefed up, like, gorgeous Italian man is always there to hand her that box of pasta of Barilla. And she looks at him like, oh, you saved the day. Now I'm going to have sex with you. And it's like, just ridiculous. And even that one we just watched from Japan.
Yeah.
Where it's like, Barilla brings the sun home.
Right, like, yeah. It's weird.
So anyway, this commercial, it's a commercial, I guess, for their new wheat-based pasta.
Everyone loves wheat.
And it's, like, a single mom, and I guess, like, the man nanny.
Mm-hmm.
So here, God damn it. That fucking toilet. Damn you. Everyone take a drink. Yeah. So as soon as that toilet's done flushing, we'll play the clip.
We'll play it right now.
Ready, go. Non pensare al passato.
What's that? A neighbor. The kids adore him. Barilla Plus. You're such a good mom.
With natural protein, fiber, and omega-3, Barilla Plus is a nutritious way to make a delicious meal.
Once again, the perfect meal.
Si, perfetto.
Barilla Plus. It's a meal, and it's Barilla.
Wow, Barilla Plus. You're such a good mom.
It's perfecto.
Yeah.
So basically, the mom made this good, nutritious wheat pasta, and...
But she is a good mom.
That makes her a good mom, yeah. But then she serves it to the Italian single guy who her kids love, and he's like, yeah... That's perfect.
Yeah,
Let's go have some sex.
Yeah, I know good pasta. It's in my pants.
Because I'm Italian.
Yeah, sorry, we just have the audio because this is an audio podcast.
It is audio.
But you could just go on YouTube and research
Type
this.
In Barilla. It's really funny. It's so much better if you actually see it, because it just brings so much more cheese to the plate.
Cheese to
the pasta. It's like more Parmesan. Are you tired?
I'm exhausted, man.
I'm sorry, baby. So tired. I'm tired, too. I don't want to work anymore. I don't want to work, like, ever again. Like, I'm done with this whole work thing of setting my alarm and listening to the screech of it in my ear every fucking morning. Actually, twice, because your alarm goes off like 2 hours before my alarm goes off.
I gotta get in early.
I'm sick of walking to work. I'm sick of feeding those children and changing their diapers.
So you really want to get a part-time job?
I want to get a no-time job.
But I'm saying, because you want like days off like that.
In a perfect world, yeah.
Well, you know, there's GameStop. Mm-hmm. It's over there. Or EB Games, whatever they're called now. Right.
And they need some girl gamers over there.
Yeah. And the laundromat, the cleaner, not laundromat.
No, they will not hire any American.
What?
No, they won't. I'm serious. It's
right
only...
across the street.
No, they won't. Right? I'm telling you.
Why?
It's because...
It's a family-owned business?
Yeah. No, I'm serious. I think they were hiring once, and I inquired about it, and she was just kind of like, no, yeah.
Well, that's weird.
I'm serious.
Why would they want help if they don't want help?
Because they want their help. Like, their kind of help.
What are they?
They're like Filipino or something.
So they're only going to hire Filipino.
Or some person who's Asian, yeah. I'm serious.
Wow.
Like, I'm not even saying that to sound racist or anything. It's just the way it is.
They're racist.
Yeah.
They're not going to hire other people.
Whatever, it's not a big deal. What I think you need to do, though, is get a winning lotto ticket, and then what was that?
Seriously, I wouldn't want to win the lotto.
Why? Numbers are bad? Yeah, the numbers are bad?
You see what happened to the loss? No.
Really?
Seriously, like, I would feel that I'm cheating, you know?
Why?
Because, like, I want to earn my money.
You are earning your money. You're earning the money that you use to buy the lotto ticket.
Look, if I won the lotto, I would... still live here. I would use it for food.
Well, I'm saying, like, I would really like to be financially secure enough so that, like, I only worked because I want to and not because I have to.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I could ever not have a job, because I really don't know what I would do with myself all day long.
Right.
You know, like, you can only shop for so long and watch so much TV and fuck around or whatever for so long before it gets really boring and you want to stab yourself. Like, even when I went on that week vacation, like, 3 days into it, I was like, okay, I'm done.
Right.
What do I do? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like being obligated to work.
Right.
You know?
I really...
God, it sounds so bad. I sound so lazy.
I love my job, so I'd like...
Well, you don't feel my pain, I guess.
But I felt your pain before. I mean, I worked at a cookie store for like 3 years.
Yeah.
That's gotta and suck. I was saving up for stuff, and it just seemed like I was going nowhere. Like, I was going to be working at Mr. Cookie for the rest of my life.
That's how I feel.
And then I went and I worked at a hospital for
cancer patients.
Yeah.
Right?
For, I don't know, a few months. And then that was horrible. Getting paid more money. But it's just like, I said, I'd much rather work at Mr. Cookie.
Yeah.
Because.
At least you can, like, eat the cookies. You can't eat the cancer patients.
No. That was horrible. But anyway.
Yeah, not like, I just, I don't know. This is not, like, I was not made to raise other people's children, you know? So, I'm like, that's kind of how, like, it was cool when at first it was like I was a teacher.
Right.
And I was actually doing things with the kids and, like, the parents, like, respected me. But now, like, at this school, it's like, I think they just think I'm an overpaid babysitter. Hmm. And they treat me like shit. And what's even worse is that parents, like, today, we had, one of the parents had the day off and she still brought her kid in. And she even says this. She's like, because I was like, oh, you know, you have to say goodbye to mommy. She's going to go to work. And she was like, oh, no, it's just me day. It's my time today. I don't have to go to work. And I was like, you probably don't want to tell me that. Because you're not supposed to bring your kid in if you're not working.
Really?
That's a policy. Because parents should be with their kids, you know? Like,
Yeah, I'm not.
Essentially, the kids in my class, I spend more time with these kids than their parents do.
Yeah.
Which is sad. It sucks. And I don't really. I'm starting to feel like, you're like, do I want to be a part of that? Do I want to be a part of this business that encourages parents to, like, essentially abandon their kids? I mean, granted, no, no. People. Well, I understand, like, single moms or whatever, they don't have a choice.
Not even just single moms.
No, I'm saying, I know certain, there are certain dynamics and certain families where, like, the finances, it just doesn't, you gotta work. But then you have these people, like this woman today, who, you know, clearly does not necessarily need to work, and she's bringing her kid in. Mm-hmm. You know?
Like, I mean, I was left as a babysitter a lot, but both my parents worked, and I was left at a babysitter, like, a babysitter, not, like, a preschooler or whatever.
I see, you know, what's more frustrating is that, like, these preschools is, like, they put as, like, the maximum amount of kids you can possibly have with the minimal amount of teachers.
Right.
And you can't give every single kid the equal amount of attention. Mm-hmm. And every kid is different. And I've always got, like, there's always going to be that one kid that's just, like, fucking insane who needs to be one-on-one. And it's just not going to happen. And you're trying to shut me up.
We have to go.
Feel my pain.
I feel it. I feel it right here in my heart.
In your lung?
In my heart.
Your lung?
We will see you on
Monday.
Yeah,
sorry guys. I know that show was probably kind of depressing. Me
No, we got some Brilla pasta.
Yeah, that's right. Brilla pasta. Go get it and you'll find yourself a hot Italian man.
I love you.
I love you. Vote for